And now your speaker is David Hayes Profater.
Since it's religious and or spiritual perfection that we're seeking to identify, and to discard the imperfect, and in the process of both of these, to learn to tell the difference, let's close today's program with a comment on just what it is of which such a spiritual perfection consists. At Ephesians 4, beginning at verse 11, Paul listed certain of the responsibilities to which men had been assigned or gifted in the service of Christ, and continued at verses 12 and 13 to say that this was the purpose of, among other things, perfecting the saints unto a perfect man. Included in that series of purposes is that which well defines one of the issues of spiritual perfection, unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. While Paul called for such a faithful unity and indicated that various levels of service in the church were designed to achieve just that, he also taught at verses 4 through 6 of the same chapter that there was but one body, the church, and but one spirit, hope, Lord, faith, baptism, and God. If the search for the perfect means to approach God in a worshipful manner leads us to understand that perfect saints are those unified in the one true faith, and if as Bible believers we accept the Scripture's testimony to this effect, then we've found in our quest the words most fitly spoken.